Renewed deadly violence in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. About a dozen people were reportedly killed during a midday attack on the Communications Ministry building, ending a spell of relative calm in the city. The Interior Ministry said on Twitter the nearly five-hour assault had ended and that all the suicide bombers were killed. It began when a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance to the building, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex in central Kabul. Pakistan charges that militants operating out of what it calls terrorist camps in Iran are behind this week's brutal slaying of 14 security personnel in a remote southwestern Pakistani region. And the Islamabad government says it has shared credible evidence with Tehran so action can be taken against the perpetrators. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is expected to talk about this with Iranian leaders during his first official visit to Iran, which begins on Sunday. Here in Washington, once again, there is a burgeoning political battle over the Mueller report on the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS this morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To keep up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at current and former aides who cooperated with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and who helped paint the deeply unflattering picture of Mr. Trump's White House. In a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida, the president laced into those who, under oath, had shared with Mueller their accounts of how Mr. Trump tried numerous times to end or influence the investigation and portrayed the White House as infected by a culture of lies, deceit, and deception. The attacks were a dramatic departure from the upbeat public face the White House had initially put on the Mueller report, when the president celebrated the report's findings as full exoneration, and his counselor Kellyanne Conway called it the best day for Trump's team since his election. A California husband and wife who shackled their children and kept them as virtual prisoners for years have been sentenced to life in prison. AP's Tim McGuire has a report.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me. But now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
A federal judge says the Trump administration failed to consider potential environmental damage when it resumed the sale of coal from federal lands. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
President Trump, in his 2018 State of the Union address,
"We have ended the war on beautiful, clean coal."
But a federal judge in Montana says lifting the Obama-era moratorium on selling huge volumes of coal should have triggered an environmental review. The former president had expressed concerns that taxpayers were being shortchanged by low royalty rates for mining companies using federal land, and that burning coal was making climate change worse. The Trump administration's now ordered to negotiate with states affected, tribal leaders, and environmental groups. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The World Health Organization says a doctor fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on an Eastern Congo hospital. Richard Muzoko from Cameroon died when local militia gunmen attacked the hospital in the city of Butembo, one of the epicenters of the Ebola outbreak. The violence is the latest in a series of assaults on Ebola treatment centers in the DRC. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more.